Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies, or good evening, ladies. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. It's Sunday, the 15th of May, 2016. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining me on my Tech Storyteller channel here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a while since I've used this channel, but I've done too many shows in one day to do it on S3 Productions, so I'm going to do it on this channel. I was at the used library or used book sale at the library yesterday here in Whittier, California. I found this record, Sacred Records. I didn't know a whole lot about it, but I knew it was familiar from someplace. So Sacred Records, they started as a California company in 1944. The president was Earl E. Williams, who hosted the TV show Saturday Sing, originally Highway to Heaven, which debuted October 20, 1956 on KCOP Los Angeles TV. By 1958, they were operating out of, get this, 550 West Lambert Road in Whittier, California. That's where I remember it was. They specialized in religious music and shared much of their artist roster with the Christian Faith label, also in California. About 1966, they moved to Waco, Texas. Not clear whether at the time they were P.M. Word Records or not, but they were, or they were still independent or attempting to distribute by Word. In any case, they're not in Whittier no more. Because 550 West Lambert is a storage facility, I think. Actually, I need to get another one. But come on, I remember Sacred Records from someplace. And on this record, there are two songs. First one's called Day is Dying in the West. So let's play that first, then we'll talk some more.
Thompson,
and that was done by organist Lauren Whitney using organ, vibe, pipe, and chimes. That was just a short little record that I was thinking about sunset somehow. Anyway, okay. I have to do a special shout out to Sacred Records album discography by Mike Callahan, David Edwards, and Patricia Ayers at www.bsnpubs.com for providing me some discography information. And Sacred Records was a record label formed in 1944 by Earl E. Williams, and around 1960 was acquired by Word Records. Now, Lord Whitney, the organist, has a very interesting autobiography or biography at www.sierrachaptersatos.org. Whitney, whitney.html. So if you want to read more about the organist, he has about a 3-page biography on the internet. When They Ring Those Golden Bells, this was written by Dion de Mirabel. Again, organist was Lauren Whitney. Organ, vibes, harps, and chimes. Let's into some good old organ music. They don't play enough at church sometimes. All right. Sacred Records, 1955, 58 era, Whittier, California. A little bit of local history found at the Whittier Hughes Library Book Set. With that in mind, just a short little show because it was Sunday and I just wanted to play some Sunday kind of music. Again, my name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO and founder of S3 Productions on Tech Storyteller with a Heart. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, requests, dedications, etc., so forth and so on, you can always reach me at KurtHahn74@yahoo.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/S3Productions2 Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. Y'all have a great Sunday. Thank you for listening to just a short little show because I want to hear some more. With that, have a good one. Bye.